Most of the Midwest will likely see a restricted amount of precipitation as we move forward through this next full week, but there will be a few exceptions. In fact, the northwestern part of the Corn Belt will likely see the best chance for rain and thunderstorms. This will include places like the Dakotas and Minnesota, as well as Wisconsin, maybe northern portions of Iowa as we move out over the next 5 to 7 days. But the areas from parts of Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska into Michigan and Ohio will likely see a rather restricted amount of precipitation, and net drying conditions will occur because daily high temperatures will be in the 80s and lower 90s. This is still no different from yesterday's forecast. Probably the one thing that is a little bit different is random showers and thunderstorms are suggested to occur as we go from Friday into Sunday across parts of the lower Midwest, but these will be disorganized precipitation events and not very impressive. A few hundredths of an inch to 2 or 3 tenths of an inch of rain will occur in most cases, but because these thunderstorms will be slow moving, there will be the potential for one or two locations, totally at random, to pick up on amounts maybe getting upwards to around 3/4 of an inch or even an inch. But those will be rare occurrences, and the majority of the region will experience this dry down, as I mentioned before. The southwestern corner of the Corn Belt, meaning Kansas and Missouri, parts of Nebraska, will have potential to see temperatures a little bit hotter than the rest of the region, and we'll see readings in those areas in the middle to perhaps a few upper 90s. The warmest weather will come late in the weekend and early next week ahead of a cold front that is expected to slide down the front side of a high-pressure ridge building up across the majority of the plains. That cool air is likely to bring showers and thunderstorms with it as it cuts through the Midwest during the Tuesday through Thursday period next week. That's a full week away, obviously, and leaves plenty of opportunity for changes to occur in the forecast. But with that said, that's our next opportunity for relief from the warmer conditions and the drier bias. And to be real honest with you, I think there's a fairly good chance here that we'll see showers and thunderstorms occur across a large enough portion of the Midwest to offer some relief from the drier bias that will be occurring over this first 7 days of the forecast. The opportunity for additional follow-up rain, though, will become a little bit limited because a ridge of high pressure that will be forming again over the plains and western Corn Belt will begin to expand as we get into the last days of June and early days of July, allowing for hotter temperatures to occur again across the plains and western Corn Belt. Precipitation will still occur periodically in the eastern Midwest, but it looks like the amounts in the second week of the outlook will still be a bit below average. Temperatures across the Midwest, like I said, over this first week of the outlook will be in the 80s and lower 90s most often. Our lows at night will be mostly in the middle 60s through the lower 70s. And obviously with the temperature staying above 70 degrees, the crops will not be getting much rest at night, and that will become a bit of a stressful issue all by itself. And a close monitoring of that environment will certainly be warranted as we go out in time. The forecast here for the U.S. is still favorable, though, because we have a good amount of subsoil moisture present, and over this next week to 10 days, crops will start to dig deeper down into the ground to tap into that moisture source. So no serious crop stress is likely to occur, at least not during this 10-day period. But the month of July is likely to have more warmth and more drier biased conditions, especially in the plains and western Corn Belt, and the situation might become a little more tenuous. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.